No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed this week. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. You know, we're out of Thanksgiving and into full gift-giving time of year.
And no, Greg, we're not giving gifts to you this year.
What?
Well, we always know that's the first thing you're going to do is, like, what are you getting me for Christmas?
Well, you know, I wasn't going to go down that that runway at the moment. However,
oh, okay. Wait.
Now that you brought it up.
I don't believe that for a second.
I was just going to remind everybody to give the gift of flight. The gift of flight lessons or a Discover flight for the person on your list.
That's a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea? And then think about what you could give Greg, your co-pilot, as a host of Just Plane Radio. What is it that we could possibly give him that would make him smile?
Well, you know, maybe they could give you the gift of flight.
Well, they could, but...
But it wouldn't do any good right now.
Yeah, it wouldn't help at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I've kind of screwed that one up pretty good. At least till February.
Yeah, short term, not long term.
Short term, and I'll get on that on my own.
Okay. Yeah,
I prefer cash. You know, so just, you know, feel free to give what you can, and then some. All right, so also helping us out today is Dennis. He is helping. Last week he was with us as well, so he's hanging in there.
I hate to remind you of that, though.
What do you mean?
He had to remind you that he's here last week.
Well, that's right. I can't keep track of our crew. You know, what do we have? Our roster that we're supposed to check off. It keeps changing week in and week out. Like this week, Keith is not here because he's out trying to go kill Rudolph.
Yeah.
It's his Rudolph hunting week.
Yeah.
And
he actually got one. You know, he checked in.
Well, there's only eight, so.
Well, and then somebody else got another one, so there are only six left.
All right. Well, kids, I think we'll still be safe for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dennis, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Okay. So,
just trying to stay warm up here.
Yeah, stay warm in, up there in Minnesota. And it is kind of cold. Not really good flying weather at the moment, unless you have your plane on skis, or do you have snow?
No, actually, we had a couple of inches of snow, and then it was all gone the next day. We've been just dealing with low ceilings and rain lately. But it's cold. It's in the low 40s, high 30s. Yeah, not fun.
Well, we're based in Orlando, and all I got to say to you is glad that I'm not you.
Okay? Yeah, park of weather for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heck yeah. That would be crazy cold. Anyway.
We are having a little bit of heat wave. It's been in the mid-80s
most every day. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? Yeah. I love
it. No, it's actually been a little too warm. I want low 80s or
you want
high
a little
70s.
Chill in the air, do
I
you?
Want a little bit cooler. I'm not happy with as warm as it is right now.
Okay.
Not that I'm rubbing that in, Dennis.
Yeah, I mean
we hit
80 today. So
it was over 80. It was up to like 85.
Oh.
There's a reason Delta has lots of round trips to Orlando this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why everyone listening right now outside of Florida is cursing our names.
Yep.
Damn you, Just Plane Radio! Well, hey, you can come here, and it'll take you flying at Flight Training Professionals.
Yep.
That would be a nice gift to give yourself.
And you won't have to worry about icing.
You won't have to worry about that, for sure. And all you have to do is listen to Ed complain about it being too hot.
No, I won't complain to them.
You won't
complain to you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Well, anyway, we are your crew. We'll navigate the latest aviation news and information. And to kick it off, Dennis has been following this story about, what was this? Was it a float plane that landed on the lake up there by you or what? What was that?
So Minneapolis hosted the Ryder Cup here a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And the city of Chaska, which was the host city for that, had published a ordinance apparently closing one of the lakes adjacent to the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the local pilots didn't hear about the ordinance and took his float plane out and, you know, landed, pulled up right next to the greens and watched the game, you know, from the floats of the plane.
Wow. That's better than a $100 hamburger.
Yeah, I like that. It
probably was cheaper than paying for tickets. But I guess the local police got in a little kayak and rowed out and wrote him a ticket. And they brought it to court. And actually, the pilot prevailed. They wound up throwing the case out. They had no grounds to restrict aviation. There was no NOTAMs. And the city had no authority. So it was good that the federal rules trumped, no pun intended, but the federal rules overrode a city ordinance.
I got to tell you, though, if the police came out to my plane in a canoe when I was on a lake on a float plane, I would think I was being punked and I'd try to flip them over.
Yeah. Well, no, there's been case after case after case like that, that if it's not a private body of water, it falls under federal jurisdiction and they can't do anything about it. There's a lot of cities that have tried, but it's been overturned every time.
Well, did this guy know at the time that he... you know, he had the feds on his side, you think, or do you know,
well,
Dennis?
He claims that he knew nothing about the lake being closed, and arguably, if you look, there was no NOTAMs, there was no TFR or anything for it, so there really was no indication to him in any of his pre-flighting, you know, unless he went to the city's website and looked up and found an ordinance, which I think is not reasonable for any pilot to have to go do.
Well, did Tiger blame the float plane for his poor performance or something, or one of the guys... They're on the Grange, you think, or no?
I'm sure they would find any excuse possible.
Well, I was going to say, it would be an easy excuse. Oh, it was a float plane. I would have had a way better day.
I was distracted.
It wasn't that guy in the gallery yelling, Bubba Booey! That was going on, I hear, too. But anyway, interesting. So the moral of this story, if you're a pilot, is pay attention to the feds and screw the local guys. Is that it, Ed, or no?
Well, you know.
Are you going to use a little common sense like, hey, it's a golf tournament. Maybe
I'm
flying
surprised.
My plane in.
I'm surprised that there, you know, but there wasn't a TFR, but it's probably not a large enough event for them to do that.
I think the fact that it was spread out so far, you know, the stadium TFR, you've got, you know, what, 18 to 30,000 people in one block.
Yeah.
And here you've got how many hundreds of acres of golf course with people spread out. The density just isn't there to justify that.
Exactly.
And you had a Helio courier flying over the game with, you know, with the cameras providing the network feeds and stuff like that. And I think it would get kind of ugly with a TFR and to have to make exceptions.
They were doing video with a Helo courier?
I was surprised. I was expecting to see the blimp hanging out.
Yeah.
But no, they had a Helio courier.
Did it have like gyro-stabilized camera off the side?
Yeah, he had one of the big pods hanging off the wing or off the fuselage, and that's where they were doing all of
that. Yeah,
man,
that's
footage.
What they use on the news helicopters, and I know that the DEA here in this area and the Orange County Sheriff's Department have Cessna 206s with those hanging off the side.
All right, just to keep our passengers well-informed and educated, Helio, what is it, means?
Helio courier. It's courier. A high-wing single engine, but it's a notorious stall capability.
Yeah, of course.
Short field.
Of course it is. I knew
very,
this. I
very
just want to make sure you know, we're not
awesome to see it at demonstration. You probably have seen it demonstrated at Sun and Fun, Greg.
You know, I probably have.
You probably have.
So these
and I've probably sat there and gone, I love that. I want one. Because
it flies so incredibly slow that you think it's going to fall out of the air, and yet they can just whip it around on a dime, and it can almost hover. It just flies so slow. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, and I would imagine they're way more efficient than flying a helicopter, for sure.
Well, or the
blimp,
quite
for that
less
matter.
Expensive. Yeah. I don't know about the blimp, but definitely quite less.
Well, the blimp has to be a cost a fortune, doesn't it? You have to have all this special type of, you know, place to launch it and take it off. You got to have
and all the people.
Prop.
Yeah, I know. You got a lot of crew involved with that.
I would think.
You know, that's actually not a bad idea.
To start a blimp company?
No. Just I'm thinking of show content, because they come to town all the time for different events.
What, the blimp guys? Mr. and Mrs. Blimp?
Well, they got Snoopy One, which is the MetLife blimp.
Oh, right, yeah.
And, you know...
Well, you got Goodyear.
And Goodyear.
Well, we
saw Goodyear.
They're based
on Pompano Beach.
Yeah. You know, but whenever they come to town, they base out of Orlando Executive.
Yeah. I've seen it over there. You've never called me up and said, hey, they want to take us for a ride.
Well, that's because we haven't made contact, but I bet you anything with your press connections, Greg, you could probably arrange that.
Or you could work it into your next dive trip down to South Florida there.
There you go. It's Pompano right there.
Pompano like Beach is very close to South Florida Diving Headquarters.
Can I charter the Goodyear blimp and schedule a dive out in Pompano right there? Just I want you to float me just offshore. I'm going to do a giant stride entry right off the edge of the blimp.
And then we leave.
And then,
well,
yeah,
no.
I like that.
No,
I like that. Swim home.
No, it would just be an easy way to get out there.
Yeah, and but how are you going to get back on the blimp?
Don't they have ladders? Throw me a rope. Throw me one of them ropes. I'll grab it.
He'll Indiana Jones it.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
Exactly. See, now you know what to get me for Christmas. Thank you very much. A blimp ride and a rope. A rope. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
So beautiful. It's like Christmas Day and I got all the presents I asked for.
I want to tell you what I didn't get for Christmas. The very thing I wanted the most. No island or peninsula or isthmus. You bet you guess where you're getting close. So close as you can put your finger on it. So far, my wishes just didn't do. I didn't get for Christmas what I wanted. A little more time with you. Yeah, a little more time with you. A jingle bell chime and another word to rhyme. And a little more time with you.
This is Just Plain Radio. Gregor Co-Pilot, that's me. That's Jimmy Buffett from his latest Christmas CD, by the way. Just came out this year. You like that?
I did.
It was nice.
I'm about to pick that one up.
A little more time with you or me, you know, is what we want to give each other for Christmas. You don't look real enthusiastic about that idea.
Yeah, no.
Okay, last time.
I spent Thanksgiving with
Let's
you.
Let's change right the now. Lyrics slightly.
I spent Thanksgiving when with it comes you. I'm not to, sure about Christmas.
Yeah, too. Okay. Fair enough. All right, so, you know...
No, but in all seriousness, come on over for Christmas dinner, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That was great.
Actually, I think our wives have already got that planned.
They got a deal? Okay, they're making another turkey. I'm there.
No, no turkey.
No turkey?
Standing rib roast.
It's what?
That offer extend to us Minnesota folks?
Sure!
Yeah, come on down.
My idea of a white Christmas was Cocoa Beach last year.
Yeah. Come on down. Meet us at Keith's house. All right. So anyway.
Meet us at the trailer.
There is some aviation news and information happening this week, even though it is holiday season. You know, last week I just got back from Vegas, and, you know, getting around town. This is the first time where I really delved into Uber. That's how I got all around Vegas last week, or the week before, I should say, at this point. And actually, I mixed it up a little bit with Lyft. So now Uber has this competition called Lyft. Now,
which did you, just out of curiosity, which did you like better?
Well, they're the same.
No difference in experience?
No. Well, the drivers are the same. They're working for Uber and they're working for Lyft.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's like, which one, which app did you use? Lyft? Oh, yeah, okay. No problem. You know, it's ridiculous. So, but, you know, they are undercutting each other. And Lyft, especially in Vegas, is trying to, you know, undermine Uber's success. We'll see where it goes. A little competition hopefully won't hurt them, make them stronger. However, they're already looking at bigger things, and this is where it kind of comes into our world of, you know, general aviation.
Mm-hmm.
Uber has put out a notice to say, or like a 99-page white paper that they've released that say they will have a network within a decade called Elevate, which is going to be flying cars or aircraft that take off and land vertically. And it'll be the same thing like the Uber app. You'll schedule a pickup. This thing will come and land in front of you, and you'll jump in it like George Jetson, and it'll jet you off to wherever you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying within the decade, they expect to have this in full effect.
Okay. Got some questions.
Okay. Ask away.
I'll make up some good answer. No, I want facts, Greg.
Really?
I think it's going to take more than 10 years for the FAA.
I was going to say, the FAA won't even, by the end of 10 years, look at the first proposal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I want this to be a more more fact-checking going on here than our mass media outlets.
I got this on the internet. Yeah. What more credibility
do we need?
It has
to be real, then.
Has to be real. Okay. So, yeah, my question is, okay, where are they going to be taking off and landing from? Who's certifying that?
Well, I don't think they got that part worked out yet. They just put out the paper that this is what we want to do,
yeah,
and we can do it. We're going to have the infrastructure, at least technologically. We're going to have the app. The Elevate app is going to be
they're going to have the infrastructure
and approved in the Apple Store.
The app. Okay. Now, if you remember correctly, we've already dealt with people like this.
What do you mean?
Because there was a company trying to do this exact thing with pilots, private pilots sharing rides.
No, I think this is going to be a drone thing.
I'm going to climb into an aircraft without a pilot.
Well, a drone.
Without a pilot.
Yeah, but
a drone is without a pilot.
It might look like the Maltese Falcon or the Millennium Falcon or something.
The Maltese Falcon.
Yeah, it'll look like one of those.
Okay.
It'll look like something cool. Like, oh, yeah, I want to ride in that.
Okay, fine. I get that. But, you know, the bottom line is, so no pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to land it? Because even helicopters have to have some criteria for landing.
Right.
Now, yes, they can literally put it down in a open parking lot, but how does the drone know it's an open parking lot and not a full parking lot?
Well, I don't know. Ask the guys at Amazon. Benzo's working that out, right? So they'll let Amazon places.
Yeah, we're not talking about a box on a 6-foot wide big drone.
Sure, we are. Just a slightly bigger one
to carry. A
I'm
person,
6 feet wide
to carry a person. Okay, let's talk about the weight issue.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of lift are they going to have to produce to carry 200 pounds?
They have already done this. Haven't you seen YouTube? Come on,
I've seen YouTube.
You've seen the quadcopters flying these guys around that they've converted them into flying machines
in the charter business.
Yeah,
you try to take a charter in a piston single engine airplane, people take a look at it and say, I'm not getting in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You try to take them in a King Air twin turboprop. They're going to say, we're not taking a jet. That's what they want. That's what the customer wants when they're getting in an airplane. They want to see something that looks like the airline that they climb into.
Well, that's what they want. They might end up getting a quadcopter that kind of swoops in behind them and just snatches them up like the claw at the arcade machine.
You know, the
like, here we go.
Everybody gets in a car, and they know this, the risks associated with getting in a car, but they place a much higher risk in climbing in an airplane,
mm-hmm.
okay, or a helicopter or any other device like that. So you mean to tell me that they think they're going to get the mass population to climb in this machine? You know, just by the nature of this is going to be regulated by the FAA and it's going to be monitored by the NTSB.
Yeah, you got to understand the early adopters are always the young kids, the young college kids.
Oh yeah,
that they don't care.
Skydivers and bungee jumpers.
Exactly, and they think they're indestructible anyway. So, you know, they'll work out all the bugs with those folks. Yeah, they might lose a few, but whatever.
But here,
you know?
Doing the car thing, did they have to deal with any type of regulatory body whatsoever? No. Mm,
just mean taxi cab drivers.
Exactly. And you know, the
angry
taxi cab unions and the taxi cab companies, and they tried to get the cities to put rules in place, but the cities couldn't enforce them.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that when it comes to the air, the FAA can and will enforce it and will regulate the heck out of it.
Well, they may.
They have no idea what they're getting into.
Or
think
the Uber
how
guys.
The air traffic problems that you're going to have. You know, if you look at a, you know, take a good sized city for Orlando, how are you going to keep all of those Uber cars separated from each other?
ADSB. They'll have it all automated. And then they'll just give
we
the
can't
FAA.
Even get that in our airplanes.
They're going to give the FAA regulators like a $50 credit on Uber. They'll be, yeah, go ahead. We like this idea.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Dennis helping us out today as well, as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. All right, so, I don't know, Ed, not a fan of the whole idea of Elevate or Uber's you know, plan for the sky.
I'm not a fan. I just don't think they have a clue of what they're proposing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could happen, though.
Yeah, it's not a question. It's not a question of technology. It's a question of regulatory nature of aviation.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's possible. I mean, you never know. They might eliminate the FAA. Maybe they'll just do that.
Well, that also means eliminating all pilots and all air carriers, et cetera.
Oh, well, maybe. Or they'll, well, I mean, isn't Trump talking about privatizing stuff and all this kind of thing?
Oh, don't get
we
me
talked
started
about
there.
That yeah. last week, so we'll just leave that lie. But who knows what happens. But, you know, you just don't know what could be. You know, what we could be dealing with here in the future. Who would have thought Uber even existed 10 years ago?
No, I agree.
So, and now you got drones flying over Disney.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that was going to happen that fast. We were just talking about that 6 months ago, because when they put in for their, you know, exemption or what is it? They
An exemption to fly.
Yeah.
To operate the drone program.
And now they're already doing their show.
Yeah.
Which is shocking. I can't believe they're doing it that quickly. I don't know what they're doing exactly. I got to YouTube this or find out what the heck is going on.
I did see something on the local news, and it was their Christmas show. And so instead of having fireworks, they now have a drone show.
They have Christmas drones.
And so the drones fly around, and they have lights on them, and they, you know, so basically they form different shapes in the skies, mm-hmm. like you know, skywriting fireworks, etc.
So, they're going to swoop down, scoop up Mickey, and fly him through space.
Something like that.
Next year.
Next year. That's, okay. It's coming up.
Not part of the Christmas extravaganza.
No.
But yeah, it's like the electrical light parade in the sky with drones or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll get to the bottom of this and find out what's going on. But you just never know what could happen for the future. It makes things exciting. We're in the most exciting time of human mankind.
Yeah, you're full of it.
Okay.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
Christmas is the time to say I love you. Share the joys of laughter and good cheer. Christmas is the time to say I love you. And I'll be that last hope through the year.
All right, so mark this date and time. I am Greg, your co-pilot. Your host here at Just Plain Radio, and I am about to admit that I was wrong.
Admit?
I can't even believe that I'm saying this out loud.
You're admitting you're wrong?
Yeah, a year ago at this time, I said, what would be the ultimate gift to get Captain Ed for Christmas? And what was it? Do you remember? Because they had just come out.
Yep.
What?
The Millennium Falcon.
Of course, the drone. Of the millennium, and I thought this, you know, every kid on the block is going to have one of these things. They're going to be flying through space, and they sold a bunch, but not nearly to the level that I thought. Now you did not get one,
no, because my wife thought that was a foolish toy,
yeah,
and wouldn't buy me one.
But you still like the idea of having one, don't you,
yeah,
or do you?
Sure,
but you know you're a rare bird because you know AOPA did an informal internet poll last week. And they said, are you planning to purchase a drone for this holiday season or get one as a gift?
Yeah.
And what do you think came out as the answer, yes or no?
I think no.
No. By what percentage you figure?
80%.
81.2% said
wow.
No. I don't want no stinking drone.
As I said, this is just plane radio, not just drone radio.
Correct. But I you know, that did kind of surprise me a little bit.
That's not a drone. That's a toy.
Well, okay, the Millennium Falcon is a toy.
I'm not going to be flying it outside.
So,
it's not going to be in airspace.
If you had a drone, though, you're saying you'd be more happy with a drone? Or you'd
no.
be happy? You want the toy?
Toy.
If it was a toy and it was like the Millennium Falcon, then you'd
three
be
times
like, okay.
And let, but I'm not going to pay that money to play with something three times and let it sit on a shelf somewhere.
Okay. Well, I don't know. That kind of surprised me, but I guess it's like if you're a pilot, you know, and you got to look at the audience that they're polling
you know, here, now, too. You know, and we go back to the younger generation. I know a lot of my instructors have already gone through and done their drone thing. And
certification.
Yeah,
well, Dennis has. He has the cert,
exactly.
Right, Dennis?
I've got it. Yep.
Yep. See? Have you done anything with it yet?
So I'm working right now with the local FAA to try to get authorization to fly over our Christmas tree lot. The flying club that I'm a member of, we sell Christmas trees to help offset our fixed costs every year.
Right. Oh, cool. So you're going
like
to put on some kind of show like Disney?
Well, no, I just want to be able to film it. You know, it looks really cool at night with all the lights and the trees and everything. The only problem is we're about a mile off of the final approach to Minneapolis International.
Okay.
Bad planning.
Inside the inner ring of the Class Bravo. So that's going to... Good luck with that, exactly.
Well, being that you have the certification, you know you would be breaking the law. So.
Absolutely. But there are exceptions, but being a major carrier airport, I think I'm going to have my work cut out for me.
Yeah.
Well, you can always move the Christmas tree lot, can't you?
I think... No. Where it's at is a prime... You know, it's all about location. Well, that one, that one definitely is location, location, location.
That's actually a great idea as a way to, you know, offset club cost. I think that's an awesome idea.
To offset club cost by selling Christmas trees?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to have membership buy-in so they work it. Yeah, it's you know, just like, you know, the scouts selling stuff, you know, selling wreaths or delivering mulch and stuff like that. You got to have the labor to do it, but I think it's neat that you guys are going outside the box like that and
well,
make
if you
it
look at
cheaper.
The history, if you look at the history of our club, that's how we actually got started.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally an explorer post, way back in the 50s and 60s,
mm-hmm.
and has since become an equity club, but we've maintained that, fundraising piece of it and maintained one lot over the years. And so it's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun. We come out there on Black Friday and hand unload an entire semi truck full of Christmas trees. And, we had people literally buying them as we were unloading them still. It was
cool.
You know, it'd be way more fun for you and the customer as if you loaded up your plane with Christmas trees and just dropped them off, you know, as you get close to their house.
Somehow, though, you have a hard enough time getting inside of a Cessna. I can't imagine putting an 8-foot Fraser fir inside of one.
But boy, would that be fun. Would that not be, that, you know, you talk about like...
Okay, now...
Fruitcake drop. How about that? That's more practical.
Christmas trees.
It's like, order a fruitcake, we'll drop it off at your house. Yeah, it might end up going through your roof.
This is so sounding like that W8KRP in Cincinnati
yeah,
episode.
The frozen turkey drop.
No, it wasn't frozen. Yeah. They were live.
Well, true. That's
they
true.
Were live. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Arthur P. Carlson.
That's true. So you could do a spin on that. But, I mean, if you have, you know, the flying vehicles, why not deliver them via helicopter or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, there is a great video out on AOPA showing how they harvest them out in Oregon, and that's exactly what they do. They pick up the big bundles and load the trucks with them from the fields, but it's not practical inside of the city limits to be delivering by helicopter, at least not yet, not for a tree that weighs 60 pounds and is 8 feet long and a little bulky.
Well, you're paying for the experience, you know, and all the neighbors come around like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm getting my Christmas tree. Just stand right here. Watch this. And then all shoo. You know, and it just falls right there in front of everybody.
No stand needed. It just impaled itself in your front lawn.
Exactly.
There you go.
Or your roof. You know. Either way. We were aiming for the chimney. Sorry. See you next year.
Guess we should have had WAS on that GPS.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. I keep coming up with these million-dollar ideas. No one takes me up on them. I don't know what's up with that. All right. So there's a company in Denver that is... trying to be, well, they want to be the first FAA-approved electric airplane for general aviation. Have you seen this?
Yeah, Sunflyer. I'm extremely interested in it. I saw a presentation on it a year ago, and at that time, their battery life was approaching 2 hours.
Yeah.
And they said that technology is changing so rapidly because of the automobile industry that they are thinking this is now a reality that's going to be very close.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, how soon they hope to make this happen.
No, they've already got planes flying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they've been doing the testing.
Spartan School in Oklahoma is the first launch customer. You know, we're talking about engine overhauls and all this stuff.
Right.
The guy said, hey, he said, think about this. This is an electric motor. Think about that ceiling fan from 100 years ago that you pull out of the garage sale. You blow some air through it to clean the dust out of it, hook it up, turn it on, and it works. These things don't fail.
Well, there you go.
And so I'm super excited. I think it is a awesome idea that they implant in the wings solar cells. So the airplane sitting on the tie down will recharge the batteries.
Nice.
And then as you bring it back to idle on landing, the motor turns into a generator and charges the batteries. So you get more landings out of it.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And they're planning to do their first test flights in 2018.
Yeah.
We'll see where they go. So that's pretty exciting stuff. And then you got another guy. Well, you know, they had that, the Impulse that was flying around the world?
Yeah.
And that finally finished their flight. But there's another guy who's trying to be the first solar-powered electric plane to fly the highest, like in the stratosphere.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And not just for a solar or electric-powered plane, because it will be that.
Yeah.
But for a plane, period. And I guess maybe because he's figuring the solar power is going to give him the juice he needs to get up there and do what he needs to do.
Yeah, The only thing I don't understand is because if it's electric, it's going to be a propeller type aircraft.
No, you could do ducted fan. That's what Airbus is doing. They've got a twin ducted fan.
They do. So but I'm just saying, the efficiency up at that altitude, even a turboprop up there, you know, or a pure jet, there's not a lot of air to compress to. to go through the engine. That's why they got to have the rocket engines or the ram engines and all that stuff.
Well, is it going to be solar powered electric rocket engines?
I don't know. How can that be?
I don't know either, but he claims he can do it, or this guy or this company is looking
power
into
to him.
Yeah, so once again, it's a very exciting time.
Yeah,
an amazing time to be alive.
Okay.
Okay, maybe not.
He definitely took his positive pill today.
Yes. Well, you know, it's just the time of year. Okay. You know, you look at things, you look at the future, and, you know, everybody's, you know,
he's
in that Christmas
mode. He's just looking
at all
the presents under his tree.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of all the cool things that I don't have yet that I probably would like for
and
people
probably won't
to
get.
Give me.
And probably won't get.
Well, no, that's not true.
Coal. You get coal.
I've gotten that many times, as well as a box of rocks. Didn't even ask for them. But people are always thinking of me. That's all that matters. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Boy, these gusty winds appear to be playing havoc with that giant nutcracker float. At this point, I can't even see the nuts. They must have blown away.
Oh, 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 and a bottle of rum. Santa's run off to the Caribbean. A week in the tropics and he'll be all right. Sporting a tan as he rides out of sight. Merry Christmas to all and to all. Good night.
This is Just Plain Radio.
You'll be back in a week. Don't worry, kitty.
Yeah, well, it could be.
Just a break.
Just a break.
We all
he wants
break.
To fly down the Caribbean, as we all do. And he'll fly probably, you know, in a small plane. I'm
yep.
thinking a twin engine, maybe. Kind of contraption.
No, he just takes a reindeer.
Well, no, he's going to fly a plane. He has to give the reindeer a break.
Yeah, okay.
That's why, you know, he's fans of Just Plain Radio. You know, we have connections, see? And if we suck up to the big guy, he might reward us handsomely for Christmas. You think there, Ed?
Maybe.
I mean, it'd be better than a stocking full of coal.
Which is normally what you get.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. There are a few things on my list. The main thing, of course, always, that I've been saying for the last several years, is a plane. And it hasn't arrived yet. But I keep changing it up. I think that's what's throwing him off his game, because I keep going back and forth from a Quest Kodiak to Cessna Grand Caravan. Mm-hmm. You know, and when we were at the NBAA show, your sales friend talked me into going back to the Grand Caravan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he said, look, if it breaks, we can fix it for you. You don't have to talk to anyone special. We know mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
It comes with a little more, you know, like network of service centers. And knowing you, you don't really have that look as a kind of fixer-upper kind of guy.
Yep.
A do-it-yourselfer. Yeah, one of them. Either one. I don't know. Dennis, what do you want for Christmas when it comes to being a pilot stuff?
I keep wanting a new pair of headphones. I've got every flavor of David Clark headsets.
Yeah.
But I would really like to get a nice new pair of active noise canceling ones. And I keep looking at the Lightspeeds, and I've also talked to the folks at Clarity Aloft and mm-hmm. for the ones that they're not noise canceling, but they're the in the ear really thin lightweight ones.
Right.
Either way, they're both they're $600 to $800. So I've left my old headphones on the desk as a hint to Santa. So we'll see what happens this year.
Yeah. Well, you know that, and we had played with the Clarity Loft headsets at the NBA and did some serious talking to them. In fact, we're talking to them very seriously about becoming dealers. I like the product so much.
At Flight Training Professionals,
yeah. One of the things I was impressed with is, and I'm currently flying the Lightspeed PFX, so it's a step above the Zulu 2s, which uses a really cool technology where you've got the microphones inside the ear cups, which will then hear what's leaking into the ear cup and then cancel it out too. So like when the sound is no different with my sunglasses on or my sunglasses off. And so I told him,
anything for the voices in your head?
No, it doesn't do anything for that. I still hear Greg constantly.
Ed, I'm here.
Drones, yes. But when I was talking to the people from Clarity Loft and trying to get some comparisons, they were saying that their product, even their base classic, the noise attenuation and cancellation that they're receiving is better than the Zulu 2s, the Bose A20s. And I said, well, I'm in the Zulu PFX. He said, we're really close. It may be slightly better in a couple noise level ranges, but it's very minimal. Mm-hmm. So,
but theirs has the advantage that if the battery goes dead, it still cancels the noise.
There's no change. There is no
noise cancellation. It's isolation.
Yeah. Well, and even with the microphones, it there is noise cancellation with the microphones, but it's not needing a battery. That the only reason you have the battery is if you have the Bluetooth version, and that's to connect with your phone or your iPad mm-hmm. or whatever.
Right. But it's isolating. You know, the one thing they told us at the Clarity Aloft booth, which kind of surprised me, I asked them about the earplugs,
mm-hmm.
Because I just so happen to be looking at some custom earplugs right now or custom ear monitors
mm-hmm.
for some other projects that we're doing. When we're out at the air shows, it's really difficult to do our show. I can't hear squat. Mm-hmm. I can't hear in normal situations.
You sure that doesn't have anything to do with rock and roll music?
Yes, it does. And so I need to isolate, the sound off so I can hear what we're actually getting on the air,
mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to like four-letter words and things that have a tendency to sneak out in there when they're not supposed to.
Supposed to edit those in post?
Well, you're supposed to, but we don't have time for that. There's a custom ear monitor company here in Orlando I'm talking about doing that. And they actually used to work with a company like Clarity Aloft. But you remember what he said? He said, we don't use those.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our own little proprietary earplugs we use. You can use them if you want. So I'm actually exploring that on a side
mm-hmm.
Project because I would think if you got the custom things and used them with those Clarity Aloft, they would be even better. I mean, they're way more expensive.
Well, I know somebody did his own customs, in ear molds and stuff like this.
Right.
And basically, he got the inner molds that the pack kit that you would do if you were shooting guns.
Right.
And he basically implanted their little
gooey mess
in there.
It's like gum kind of goo.
And did that, and he loves them.
Yeah. Well, does he use them with the Clarity Aloft thing? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But, you know, the guy there, he said, nah, you don't really need to do that.
Yeah.
He said, it doesn't make much difference.
Yeah.
But it would look cooler. The guys that I'm working with are talking about putting little Just Plain Radio logos on them. So I have them on my ear. I'll be blinged up, so I'll look the part. And it's better to look good than to fly good.
Yes.
I heard that sometime a long time ago. So anyway, that's what I'm going for. So we'll see how that unfolds. But definitely it would lend itself to the Clarity Aloft and be extremely comfortable. And you won't have to worry about it being too hot.
Yeah.
Like over 80 right now in Orlando. And on that note, which obviously will piss off everyone else in the country, we'll leave it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.